The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 7th, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, text number 16.
Mēs lasām no Bhagavad Gītas, 5. nodaļas, Karma Yoga, darbošanās Krišnas apziņā, 16. pāns.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jñānena tu tadā jñānam yeṣam naśitam ātmanā teṣam aditya vaj jñānam prakāśayati tatpuram. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered, but those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Saravang Jnana Plavena, Jnanagni Sarvakarmani, and Nahi Jnanena Sadrisham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna, as is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse. Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavangmang Prapadyate. After passing through many, many births, when one perfect in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, or when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him as everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of nescience. That hair can be done later. Yeah. Not during the class, do the hair. Yeah. If a living entity is God, then how can he become bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, the nescience, or Satan, is greater than God. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is in perfect Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master, and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. For Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience, as the sun drives away darkness. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he is not this body but is transcendental to the body, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the super soul. However, he can know everything well if he takes care to take shelter of the perfect bona fide spiritual master, Krishna conscious spiritual master. One can know God in one's relationship with God only when he actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God, although he has paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Sri Krishna therefore stated in the 2nd chapter 2:12, that every living being is an individual and that the Lord also is individual. They were all individuals in the past. They are individuals at present, and they will continue to be individuals in the future, even after liberation. At night, we see everything as one in the darkness. But in day, when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity. Identity with individuality in spiritual life is real knowledge.
Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sandaita Zavaduta Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
It's dark outside. If it wasn't for the city lights, it'd be very, very dark. But tomorrow morning when the sun comes up, then it's very bright. You can see everywhere. So, as long as you're not Krishna conscious, you will be in the dark. I don't care how many PhD degrees you may have. You will be in the dark. But when you become Krishna conscious, even if you're an illiterate farmer, you will see things exactly as they are. Krishna consciousness means to see things exactly as they are. That is Krishna consciousness. The present moment our eyes are blinded by cataracts. What are those cataracts? Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and the biggest one of them all, envy. We are blinded by these cataracts. Isn't it a fact? It's a fact. Yeah. So, how do we get free from these cataracts? That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hidayeshu veloke yanti yang shamushunjaramachint yoganasvarupam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. You see? There's a special ointment which gets rid of cataracts. It is called Prem Anjana. And this Anjana, you may be surprised, this eye ointment is not applied to the eyes. You put it in your ears. And you take it through your ears deep into your heart. And then your eyes become cured of the cataracts. And then you can see Krishna face to face. Krishna will personally appear in front of you. And someone says, "Do you believe in God?" You're seeing God at every minute. How could you not believe in Him? When you can see Him directly. You see. So, if your eyes become purified by this Prema Anjana, then you can directly see God 24 hours a day. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. And I can tell you this, there's nothing more beautiful than God. There's no one more beautiful than God. Why? Because Krishna is God. Sometimes the parents will bring their little children to me. They want a child name for their child. So when I was preaching a few years ago in Lithuania, one country called Lithuania, just south of here, Kaunas, Lithuania. So, one lady, she brought her little daughter. See, can you give my daughter a child name? So I asked the little girl, why do you like Krishna? Something like that. Why do you like Krishna? And she said, "Because he's so beautiful." So actually, that is Krishna's position. This little girl, she had very nice realization of Krishna. He's so beautiful. There is no one more beautiful than Krishna. There is no one more attractive than Krishna. Every single quality that is attractive is there in Krishna to the fullest extent. No one, I mean to say, no one can compete with Krishna in these attractive qualities. I couldn't believe it. Today one of my students wrote me, he said, "Well, you know, I have a car, I have a house, how do I compare with Krishna?" How do I compare with Krishna? How do I compare? What is the difference between me and Krishna? I have a car, I have a house. He wanted to know how he compared with Krishna. I said, "Compared to Krishna, you are nowhere. You are insignificant. Nothing." I couldn't believe it. He was thinking, "Well, you know, I've got some opulence, so I'm you know.
Mēs nespējam noticēt, ka viņš varēja iedomāties, o, mani zinām bagātību.
Prabhupada said the pauper is proud of his penny.
Un Prabhupada teica, ka navaks ir lepns, ja viņam ir penijs.
So, how much opulence do we have in this world is nothing.
Un lai cik mums arī nebūtu bagātību šajā pasaulē, tas ir nekas.
We're so proud of our plastic plates that we can throw away after we eat.
Mēs esam tik lepni par savām plasmas šķīviem, kurus mēs izmetam pēc tam, kad pārējam.
But in the Vedic age, they ate on gold plates and threw them away. We are a poverty-stricken civilization. We're thinking we're so wealthy, I have so many, what do you call them, lattes. But it's all paper, it's worthless paper.
Mēs domājam, ka tiem, kam ir ļoti, mums ir tik daudz latu, bet tie taču ir pilnīgi nederīgi papīriši.
Is it? So, we have to understand what is real opulence.
Mums ir jāsaprot, kas ir patiesa bagātība.
We have to understand what is actual beauty.
Mums ir jāsaprot, kas ir patiesa skaistums.
That is Krishna.
Tas ir Krishna.
And we have to learn how to become completely, totally attracted to Krishna.
Un mums ir jāmācās, kā mēs varam būt pilnīgi Krishna's piesaistīti.
Do you know why you have to become completely attracted to Krishna?
Vai jūs zināt, kāpēc jūs neesat pilnībā
Atma Ram Prabhu, do you know why you have to become completely attracted to Krishna?
Atma Ram Prabhu, why you zinat? Kāpēc jūs nesat pilnībā? Bet nepieķerties, bet tas ir Krishna's pievilinātam. Būt Krishna's pievilinātam.
I will tell you why you have to become completely attracted to
Krishna. Kāpēc jums ir jābūt pilnībā Krishna's?
Because anybody who has even a slight pinch of attraction for anything which is of this material world, they are forced to take birth again.
Tāpēc, ka ik viens, kurš ir kaut mazākā mērā pievilināts ar iepošajā materiālajā pasaulē, ir nolemts atkal piedzimt.
To satisfy their desire to enjoy that thing.
Lai apmierinās savu vēlmi baudīt to lietu.
Krishna is very kind.
Krishna ir ļoti laipns.
He gives you exactly what you want.
Viņš dod jums tieši to, ko jūs vēlaties.
Yei yatāmaṁ prapajyante taṁstatāiva bhajam yaham. Inasmuch as they surrender unto me,
tik vēlā mērā, kā viņi nododas man,
I reward them accordingly.
Es apbalvoju viņus tieši adekvāti tam.
So where your heart is attracted, that's what you're going to get.
Un tur, kur jūsu sirds ir pieķērusies kam, to arī jūs saņemat.
Therefore, the intelligent person,
tāpēc saprātīgs cilvēks,
that person who is actually wise,
wise.
Jā,
tas cilvēks, kurš ir patiešām viens,
they cultivate pure Krishna bhakti,
tas kultivē tīru Krishna bhakti.
They make the determination, I don't want to mess around with sense gratification anymore.
Viņš ir pilns apņēmības, nekādā veidā neiesaistīties ar jūtekļu apmierināšanu.
I am tired of playing around in misery.
Un es esmu noguris nodoties šim te nelaimīgajām lietām.
Such a person intensely prays every day begging for pure bhakti.
Un šāds cilvēks intensīvi katru dienu lūdzās, lai viņam tiek dots tīrs bhakti.
How does that person pray?
Un kā šāds cilvēks lūdz?
Begging for pure bhakti.
Un lūdz tīru bhakti.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. You see? This is begging for pure bhakti.
Tā ir lūkšana pēc tīra bhakti.
You have to beg and beg and beg and beg.
Jums ir jālūdz, jālūdz un jālūdz.
You have to convince Krishna that you are really serious about pure devotional service.
Jums ir jāpārliecina Krishna, ka jūs tiešām esat ļoti.
Do you know that pure devotional service is rarely achieved?
Šiem procesam, vai jūs zināt, ka
Do you know why it is only rarely achieved? Because when you become a pure devotee of Krishna, Krishna becomes your property. Krishna is not going to put himself in the hands of an unqualified person. He was after material sense gratification. He will only put himself in the hands of those who are completely pure. Therefore, if you want to acquire Krishna, you must become a pure devotee. There is no option. Therefore, we must apply this prema anjana. By hearing the words of the bona fide spiritual master and the words of Krishna. Because this message will completely purify our consciousness. And it will be realized to the extent that we actually apply it. Therefore, whatever you have heard, whatever you've understood, apply it to the best of your ability. And then you will realize that knowledge. Do not be a hypocrite. Doing things you know you should not be doing. Don't do things you know that you should not be doing. Whatever you're doing that you know is wrong, you must stop that. Only do what is right according to the teachings of Krishna. And chant his holy names. And then you will advance very quickly on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Is it truth that a person who knows nothing about Krishna consciousness, but if such a person in a moment of once his death hears a name of God, any name of God, or sees that name written, gets liberated?
Prabhupada said just by saying the Ratha Yatra card, anybody will become liberated.
Prabhupada teica, ka redzot pat Ratha Yatras ratus, cilvēks saņem atbrīvi.
But the problem is,
ir problēma.
What is that? Hatis nan. The bathing of the elephant. The elephant takes his bath. And he comes out of the water.
He's not no ūdens.
And to dry himself off, he rolls in the dirt. So when they see the Ratha Yatra card go by, they become instantly liberated. But then they light a cigarette and they go off with their girlfriend and they fall back down into the material nature. So, if someone becomes, hears the holy name and then they remain fixed in Krishna consciousness from then on, that is their point of attaining liberation. That's a bad.
Ja cilvēks dzird svēto vārdu un paliek un spēj palikt šajā apziņā, Krišnas apziņā kopš tā.
But if they hear the holy name and go back to sense gratification, then it is hatisnan, the bathing of the elephant.
Bet ja viņš dzird svēto vārdu un pēc tam atgriežas pie jūtekļa apmierināšana, tad tas ir tas, kā mazgājas zilonis.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Krishna has so many qualities. Which of those qualities, in your opinion, is the most attractive?
Compassion.
Līdzjūtība.
Next question.
Puses mums ir regulāri pietiešanas no vienas puses.
Nu kā, ikdienā es...
Jā, ikdienā. No viņām ir grūti, tikt vairā no šiem pietiešanām. Ko baktam darīt, lai progresētu?
Nu jā, es neskatāju jautājumu.
Nē, es ir kā sapvīju, tas ir... Ko... Jūs koridiet man iesvēt.
I hope that I understood. Even a devotee gets attracted to so many things during his life. And it's so difficult to get rid of these attachments. For instance, a beautiful girl. What a devotee should do to progress at the same time, being regularly attracted,
yes,
on the one hand, but how to maintain regular progress.
Apur yamanam machala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tanvat kamayang pravishanti sarve shusham tamatno dina kama kami. Bhagavad Gita 2:70. A person who is not attracted by the, a person who is not carried away by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but always remains still, can alone achieve peace, not the man who strives to satisfy such desires.
Bhagavad Gita 2:70. Okeāna vienmēr pilda upes, bet tas ir un paliek nemainīgs. Un tikai tāds cilvēks, kur nesatrauc vēlmi un nepārtrauktās traume, var sasniegt mieru, bet ne tas, kas cenšas apmierināt vēlmes.
So when you're walking down the Riga street,
tā, kad jūs ejat pa ielu Rīgā,
many rivers of beautiful girls flow into your heart.
Daudzas brīnišķīgu meiteņu upes ieplūst jūsu sirdī.
But if your heart does not overflow, if it keeps the same level, just like the ocean,
bet ja jūsu sirdi nevar pārpludināt, un ja tajā vienmēr ir viens tas pats līmenis, līdzīgi kā okeānā,
then you're okay.
Tad viss ir kārtībā.
You just have to offer them to Krishna, that's all.
Visu piedāvāt Krishna.
mentally offer all those girls to Krishna.
Prātā piedāvājot visu šīs meitenes Krishna.
Prabhupāda actually told the boys at 26 Second Avenue. They were young boys in their prime of youth. He said, collect all the beautiful girls and give them to Krishna. And he will dance rasa dance with them. So, you go out and distribute books. You can distribute books to everyone. Old, ugly people, young, beautiful people. Just distribute books to everybody. So many beautiful girls, they ever get books. You see. And by engaging them in Krishna's service, you will enjoy them more than if you try to enjoy them separately. This is the secret of how a devotee can satisfy his desire to enjoy women. You simply engage them in Krishna's service. In this way, you enjoy women more than if you try to enjoy them for yourself. Next question. Everybody's all right.
Mentioned that we have to convince Krishna that we are very serious on this path.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you must convince him that you're not fooling around, you're dead serious.
But being so unqualified, where to get this, first we have to convince ourselves, and the comparison was given, it's like a small stone for a small stone to become the Himalayas, big mountains. So,
you don't have to become Hanuman. Just be a little spider and you'll be okay. You sincerely do your best, that's all.
I mean that solid conviction. Where to get that?
That you get from your spiritual master. He has conviction. So by taking shelter of him, then you will also get conviction. That's how it works, you see. Sangat sanjayate kama. One develops one's consciousness according to the company that one keeps. So you must always associate with your spiritual master 24 hours a day. By always remembering the orders he has given you. And always trying to carry them out to the best of your ability. If you do that, I guarantee you will develop very, very powerful conviction. You will become more powerful than the Himalayas.
Jūs kļūsiet vēl varenāk nekā Himalaja. I'm being an absolute beginner and considering that my mind, the nature of my mind, I'm not able to think 24 hours a day about something, about one thing, even if that thing is very sweet, what to do.
Well, at least if you remain obedient to your spiritual master's orders 24 hours a day, that will get you started solidly on the pathway.
Pat ja jūs 24 stundas diennaktī paliekat uzticīgs savu skolotāju norādījumiem, tas jau jums dod pamatīgu, stabilu pamatu uz šī ceļa.
Are you obeying his orders?
Vai jūs sakojat viņu norādījumiem?
All right. Continue doing so and everything will come to you.
Turpiniet tā darīt un viss atnāks.
You have to be patient also.
Jums arī jābūt pacietīgam.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Roma netika uzbūvēta vienā dienā.
Any other question?
Yeah. Es esmu dzirdējis, ka Šupadeva Gosvami stāstīja šim Bhagavatam, Maharaja Parikšitam, tur bija arī kāds gudrais no Eiropas, varbūt var pastāstīt. I have heard that when Šupadeva Gosvami told Šimad Bhagavatam, then there was one sage from Europe. Could you tell something more about that sage?
No. You can look it up in the Bhagavatam. I don't know. It's in the first canto. I know there was a sage, but I don't remember his name. So we can understand Vedic culture was in Europe at that time also. So now we have to revive the Europe's original culture. These Rakshasas, they've hijacked the real culture of Europe by this Rakshasa culture. Now we have to be real Europeans. Next question. Everybody's all right.
Ja, es domāju, ilgi vai uzdot kādu jautājumu, jo ja tā īsti nav ko jautāt, tad labāk paklausīties. Un tomēr es atkal, tas nebūs daudz tik jautājums kā, bet manas izjūtas un pārdomas pēc kārtējas tikšanās ar jums. Un ir tā sanācis, ka man šo un pagājušo nedēļu esot Rīgā, fiziski bijis vēlme ienākt šeit paēst un tad šeit templī skaitīt džapu. Un arī to es darīju šodien pirms šīs lekcijas un tikšanās ar jums. Un es konstatēju tādu vienu lietu, ka esot šeit, pat arī cilvēki apkārt gāja televizors papādu filmu papādu un tā drosība. Tev šo laikā man šeit atrodoties džapu skaitīt ir daudz kārt vieglāk tādā nozīmē, ka man netraucē kādas citas domas no mums. Un lai citur būtu mierīga atmosfēra, klusums dārzā, istabā vai roku citur, man ir zināmas brīžas grūtības. Ko jūs izskaidrot to, kāpēc šeit ir tā, jo piemēram šodien man noskaidrot 8 aprises, absolūti nejūtos noguris un nepamatot to laiku. Ja es to daru kaut kur citur mājās vai dārzā, tad man ir 8 apli skaitīšana, es jau 8 apli, es jūtos jau noguris. Un man ir domas, man bombardē visam pusē.
I'll shorten this question is, I have noticed that when I'm here and sitting here in the altar room chanting japa, I can chant for instance 8 rounds and there's no other thoughts and I don't get tired after 8 rounds. Mm-hmm. But even in the most peaceful environment outside the temple, mm-hmm. I have noticed that I get tired and there are many different thoughts attacking right. me.
Yes, that's natural. Yeah.
Why is it so? And what do
because
you
the temple is beyond the modes of nature.
Tas ir dabiski. Un iemesls ir tāpēc, ka temples ir ārpus materiālās dabas ietekmes.
And there are 3 other types of atmospheres outside of the temple.
Un ir 3 dažādi veidi atmosfēras ārpus tempļa.
Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Sattvic atmosphere is like going out to a beautiful lake somewhere, you know.
Sattviska atmosfēra, skaidrībā ir tāda kā, ka piemēram pie brīnišķīga ezera atrodas.
The swans swimming around, you know, and the lotus flowers. And then the rajasic is like downtown Riga.
Un kaislība, tā ir tā kā Rīgas vecpilsētā.
And tamasic is like a pub or a bar.
Un tumsībā tas ir kādā bārā, piemēram,
atmosfēra. So there are 4 types of atmosphere. The temple is beyond all these material atmospheres, even the beautiful, peaceful lake.
Un ceturtais veids ir šeit templī, kas ir ārpus šīm materiālajām atmosfērām.
So the key is, in your own home, you have to create a temple.
Un tas nozīmē, ka mājās jums ir jārada templis.
If possible, you should set aside an entire room of your house. There's nothing but a temple in that room.
Un, ja tas ir iespējams, ideālākajā gadījumā, ka vesela istaba ir tam atvēlēta, un ka vesela istaba ir tikai templis, nekas cits istabā nav.
Make a nice altar there with beautiful, get the best, nicest photo frames you can get, make it really beautiful.
Izveidot labāku altari, kā jūs varat, un brīnišķīgākās fotogrāfijas.
Do you have an altar at home?
Vai jums ir altārs mājās?
Do you have a room you could spare?
Vai jums ir kāda istaba, ko jūs varētu tam atvēlēt, vai sadalīt vismaz? Not now.
Hmm. Well, that's the way to do it. Rearrange your house in such a way that there's one room that's just the temple only. And by putting devotional energy into that room more and more, and invite the devotees to come, have a program, have a kirtan in that room.
Ieguldot arvien vairāk kalpošanas enerģijas šajā istabā, uzaicinot bhaktas, kas tur dzied un atrodas.
You can create your own temple at home.
Jūs radāt savu templi mājās.
Of course, this will always be more potent here.
Protams, šis te vienmēr būs varenāks.
But you can make it like an extension of this temple in your own home.
Bet jūs varat tā kā tādu atvasinājumu izveidot tam.
So in this way you will get devotional energy.
Un tādā veidā jūs saņemsiet šo kalpošanas enerģiju.
Another trick is, before sunrise, even at home, during the Brahma Muhurta, early morning, it's so peaceful, you can create easily get a temple type atmosphere even in your home in the early morning.
Un otra lieta, ka pirms Brahma Muhurta laikā, pirms saulēkta, jūs varat visvieglāk mājās radīt šo templi atmosfēru.
What time do you chant your rounds at home?
Cikos jūs atkārtojat apus mājās? I get up before 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So before sunrise you start chanting?
Pirms saules lēkt jūs sākat atkārtot. Not always.
Yeah, well, the more you can do that, you'll find it easier to chant.
Un jo vairāk jūs varēsiet tā darīt, jūs apkalsiet, ka vieglāk būs.
The actual standard is to be up by 4 a.m.
Standards ir 4 celtis.
So gradually nudge yourself in that direction.
Pakāpeniski virzot sevi tajā virzienā.
Going to bed early and getting up early.
Iet gulēt ātrāk un celties ātrāk.
It's a famous American philosopher, he said like that.
Kāds filozofs amerikāņu slavens teica.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin
Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. Healthy, wealthy and wise. So what is that wealth? Krishna Bhakti. What is that wisdom? Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So rise, go to bed early and rise early. The more you can do that, the more better your chanting will become. That's a fact. All right. More? Okay.
Nedomājot par šo tempļa jautājumu, man bija sieva doma uzslēt tādu mazu 2x4, 4x4, 3x5 mazu tādu namiņu dārza vidū. Vai tas būtu labi, ja to es darītu, un kad šis veidojums kalpo kā vieta, kur veidot šo mazo tempļu?
I have a beautiful garden at my house, and we have discussed with my wife that we could build a small garden house, and would it be a good idea to do that and make that that garden house that place?
Oh, very good. Yeah, you do that, I will come. How far away do you live from Riga?
It's about 200 kilometers, which is about 130 miles.
You're still in Latvia?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sometime we'll have a big program there. Many devotees can come. You make a nice temple there and we'll have a big festival there. So inaugurate your temple. You're very nice. I look forward to it. Now you do it as soon as possible. Make a big temple so many devotees can fit in it.
These are the real temple, like those boxes for some.
At least 20 should bring the room for at least 10 or 20 devotees. Any other questions? Everybody's satisfied now. Ready to get their eyes fully anointed with Premanjana. Sick and tired of those damn cataracts.
All right.
Krišnas apziņa ir ļoti tālu no tā, ko mēs šobrīd redzam. Vai viņi pakāpeniski, vai Krišnas apziņa nāk pakāpeniski, vai viņi vienā momentā kā ieslēdz lampiņu? Tāds ir. Vai apziņa lēnām mainās pakāpeniski?
When one is a child, one doesn't know, for instance, that this is a green color. He sees a color, and then somebody says, this is a green color. And this is the way how we learn things. And then we it seems that we know this is green or this is that. But it was said today that actually we don't see things as they are. And question is, how far is it a big difference between the way we see the things and the way what things really are?
Yes.
Yeah, they are actually.
Yeah. And the next question is, Krishna consciousness comes instantly, like a snap, or gradually?
Gradually.
Paka.
This lady has a question back here.
There is another interpretation about the thing that probably it's an assumption that probably a child has a perfect vision, but then because of the language, because of the vision of adults, this perfect vision gets distorted. So, what do you think about that?
It's partially true, but not completely true. The child does have a more sattvic vision, that's a fact.
Yeah, bērnam ir skaidrāks redzējums, sattviskāks.
But it's not perfect vision.
Bet tas nav pilnīgs.
That's why he took birth in the material world.
Tāpēc arī viņš ir piedzimis materiālajā pasaulē.
If his vision was perfect, he wouldn't have taken birth here.
Ja viņa redzējums būtu perfekts, pilnīgs, tad viņš nebūtu piedzimis.
He'd be in the spiritual world.
Viņš būtu garīgajā pasaulē.
But it is true to a certain extent.
Bet līdz zināmam līmenim tas ir taisnība.
Because he went through a lot of purification before coming out of the mother's womb.
Tāpēc, ka viņš ir izgājis caur dažādiem attīrīšanās procesiem, pirms iznāk vērā no mātes miesām.
And many of his past sins have been burned away by what he went through before he came out of the womb.
Un daudz no viņa pagātnes grēkiem ir notecināti, iznīcināti caur to, tiem atcīrīšanās procesiem, caur kuriem viņš ir izgājis.
In fact, in the womb, the child is begging, my dear Krishna, please get me out of here. If you get me out of here, I promise to be your devotee.
Un patiesībā bērns, atrodoties mātes miesās, viņš lūdz, Krišna, lūdz atbrīvo mani no šejienes, un ja tu mani atbrīvos, tad es kļūšu tavs bhakti.
But as soon as he comes out, he forgets his promise.
Bet tikko viņš iznāk ārā, viņš aizmirst savus solījumus.
He immediately gets attracted by material sense gratification.
Viņš nekavējoties, viņš piesaist šie materiālai jūtekļu apmierināšanu.
And he becomes, over the course of time, we see every child, they start off looking so innocent, but they become degraded.
Jūs redzat, kā bērns pakāpeniski sākumā viņš liekas tā tik nevainīgs, bet pakāpeniski viņš degradē.
But if the parents are devotees, you see,
bet, ja vecāki ir bhaktis,
they can immediately gaze the child in Krishna consciousness.
Viņš var nekavējoties iesaistīt bērnu Krishna apziņā.
And that way he can become very advanced devotee even as a small child.
Un tādā veidā viņš var kļūt par ļoti attīstītu bhaktu, pat būdams mazs bērns.
Because relatively speaking, they do come out of the womb very pure.
Tāpēc, ka salīdzinoši runājot, viņi iznāk no mātes miesām ārā salīdzinoši tīri.
They're in a pre-puberty state where they feel no lust.
Un tur ir pirms pubertātes periods, kad viņi nejūt nekādu iekāri.
So that one thing in itself makes them very pure. They have no feel, no sex attraction. Sex attraction is the most degrading thing.
pievilcība ir vis, vis degradē, tas, kas visvairāk degradē. Isn't, vai tā nav vis...
So, if it would be a, if it would be a sin or something bad, wouldn't we just... Then would it be right for everybody just to stop it and then there would be no more people burned?
Bet, jā, vai šīs seksuālās attiecības nav dabiskas, jo, ja nebūtu seksuālās attiecības, kā tad, tad nebūtu, tad vispār nebūtu cilvēki.
Yeah.
Jā, tas ir. But isn't this sexual attraction a natural thing? Otherwise,
not for a little child, no.
No, I didn't mean that. But,
but in general, because without that, how would we be born?
Yes, it's a natural biological function, yes.
Yeah, that's not dabiska biologiska
funkcija. I mean, why are you saying that it's the most degrading thing, if it's the most natural thing?
Kāpēc jūs sakat, tā ir visdegradējušākā lieta, ja tā ir visdabiskākā lieta? Why did you say that?
Degraded, yes.
Nē, tāpēc, ka tāpēc man... Viņš nezinu, jā, man ir...
Why did I use the word degraded in relationship to this natural thing?
Yes, why is it? Is it said that it's degrading? Yes. It seems the most natural thing.
Yes. Sex desire is not degradation if it is utilized properly.
Vēlms pēc seksa nav degradējoši, tā teikt, izmantot, lietot, pielietot pareizi.
In the service of the Lord.
Kalpošanā Dievam.
In fact, Krishna says, Balang Bhavalata Balang Balavatang Shahang Kama Raga Vivarjatam Dharma Viruda Vusheshu Kamosmi Bharatarshabam. He says, I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am that sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatars Arjuna. So Krishna is saying that sex that is used in religious way, that sex is me.
Vienā no pantiem Bhagavad-gītā Krišna saka, ka tas tās seksuālās attiecības.
So if that religious sex is Krishna,
man, tās esmu es.
So if that religious sex is Krishna, it cannot be degraded.
Ja šīs religiozās seksuālās attiecības ir Krišna, tās nevar būt degradējošas.
If it is Krishna, it is highly elevated activity.
Ja tās ir Krišna, tad tās ir ļoti augsta līmeņa darbība.
But when sex life is utilized for sense gratification, then it is degradation.
Bet ja seksuālās attiecības tiek lietotas jutekļu apmierināšanai, tad tās tie ir degradējoši.
Our modern day civilization teaches people how to use sex life for sense gratification.
Šodien cilvēki tiek mācīti, kā seksuālo dzīvi lietot jutekļu apmierināšanai.
It does not teach them how to use sex for spiritual elevation. Even the little children in elementary school, they're trying to have sex. Very degrading thing. We see, without training, they will remain on the platform of sense gratification. That's a thing. Unless the child is trained how to offer everything in Krishna's service, he remains on the platform of sense enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Un atbilde ir, ka bez pareizes apmācības, bez tā, ka viss ir jāvelta Krišnam, nevar notikt nekādu attīstību.
In the beginning, his enjoyment is whatever he can put in his mouth. He sucks his mother's breast. He wants everything for his enjoyment, you see, through the mouth. So, by nature's way, he is simply engaged in sense enjoyment.
Daba viņu liek, viņš ir iesaistīts jūtekļu apmierināšanā.
So unless he is trained how to offer in the service of God, he will remain on the animal platform.
Un tik ilgi, kamēr viņš netiks apmācīts, kā piedāvāt savu kalpošanu Dievam, tikmēr viņš paliks dzīvnieku līmenī.
Therefore we are providing the training.
Tāpēc mēs arī dodam šo apmācību.
So we've run out of time.
Laiks ir beidzies.
We thank you all very much. Raja Vidrashimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His great Srimad Sankarsan Dasadhikari ki jai.